This is the Walk-In Cafe. We serve food for the soul. If you are on your hero's journey, stop in and enjoy the community of others in various stages of their awakening to the blessings and joy of spirit. The Walk-In Cafe is part of the Byte Radio Me Network, bringing inspiration to Earth. Now here is your host, Star Weldon.
Hello, everyone. This is Star Weldon, your cosmic gossip, and I'm here at the Walk-In Cafe. The number here is 619-789-4359. And if you call in, Robert will answer your call. My guest tonight is Sandy Traeger. Sandy owns and runs Wisdom and Wings Light Center. She's filling in for our regular guest, Eve Sheldon, who is our tarot lady. And Eve was unable to be here with us tonight, but if you have been waiting to talk to her, she will be with us next week on the 24th. Now, one of the things I've learned today is that even if I'm certain I have everything in order, there's always a little twist to what's going on, and it's very beneficial to go with the flow. And it's easier to stay balanced and centered when we just flow with the energy. So, Bob, or Robert, oh my goodness, I want you to talk about our cruise because we're running right down to that deadline on signing up at the lower cost.
Right, yes, Star. Yes, the cruise, January 27th through February 3rd. We do have several cabins on hold that we have some very good discount pricing that I fought real hard for us for a while. But the deadline for that rate ends the 19th, or the 19th will be the last day that the special rate is available. So everybody can visit the website, www.byteradio.me, and you can click on the cruise link, and it gives all the details as far as pricing, our itinerary, and also booking instructions. And also, if anybody has any questions, they can call me at the office number, which is 843-808-0777. And I'll be happy to help people get their cabin booked if they want me to help them with that.
And thanks, Robert. That's good to know that there's somebody to help, because the first time you do this, it seems a little strange. You know, you're unsure of yourself and everything. And it's too much fun to miss for a little self-consciousness. So having help is always good.
Absolutely.
And now I want to say hi to Sandy. And hi, Sandy.
Well,
how
evening.
Are you today? Good evening.
I'm good.
You. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to be seeing you in person real soon.
Very soon. I'm looking forward to it.
That's good, because I'm going to be there whether you're looking forward to it or not at this point. Although I wonder, so many things have happened today that changed every plan that I've made. I'm just curious as to how much more can change. Is that part of the new energy that's floating around our planet?
It's been really interesting. I've been watching what's going on in addition to things that are happening in my life, and there really is a lot of difficulty planning things, because about the time you think you have things set, then it's like everything makes a 90-degree turn. And
that's been my day all day today.
And all you can do is go with the flow and, you know, put it out there what you would like to have happen, and then just let go.
And just let the river of life move through you, right?
That's right.
Oh, I was reminded today of that phrase, you can't push the river.
Right.
And I thought, gee, I'm getting to learn that real good today. every single thing that I've planned for weeks has changed. And it's all okay. But it's really interesting. So what you were telling me that you have a couple of techniques that you've used to keep more balanced with all this. And can you describe one of them, and then we'll talk about that in full, and then we'll go on to the next one.
Well, it's been an interesting ride for me. I've always been really close with family, and this last year there was a lot of craziness with relationships and family things, and you know, it was like, how do you navigate through this? And what I realized was the more I cleared things within myself, the more things cleared outside of me, which meant also in the people around me. And as things began to come together and the relationship issues smoothed out, I found myself letting go of more things. Letting go of fear is probably the biggest one, that maybe I wouldn't get my family back kind of thing. I learned that breathing is really important. You know, a lot of times when we get tense about something, we hold our breath. And that's more mm-hmm. than ever when we really need to breathe. And breathe really deep all the way down, you know, from our abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is to really spend time in nature, because we can get so caught up in our lives, and there are so many gifts, and there's so much energy and so many messages in nature, that's a really good place for us to go to try to find that sense of balance that we're looking for. Practicing gratitude every single day, I think, is... I just don't want to start my day without gratitude, because there are so many blessings that come back with that.
I ask you a couple questions about that? Because I think that my experience is that there's gratitude and then there's gratitude. Do you think that I'm accurate on that? In the sense that it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing when it comes from your heart.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I believe that's true, because if you just, you know, say, well, I'm grateful about something, big deal. But if you feel gratitude from within yourself, it's a whole different energy.
And when I was going through that lesson, and that was about a year ago, I was in such a place that I had to find something that I felt really grateful for, and just some small, tiny thing that I could say, I'm really grateful for that. And that's
right.
Where I started, to get into that place. Because I think it's really easy to say, oh, I'm grateful. And it's another thing to know that there's something that you're deeply, deeply, deeply touched and moved that it came into your life. And even if it stayed just for an instant, you're grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what I had to work with. And it seemed to move mountains for me.
Well, I believe that... Go ahead.
I know that family is a tough one, because that fear that we may lose our family is huge. And and sometimes they do move on out of your life for a while, and then back in and on out and back in. Of course, my kids are a lot older than yours, so I've seen the circular motion more than you have, but it's not just our kids, it's the other parts of our family, and those things that we're so grateful for, we don't want to lose, and yet I don't think we can lose anything, you know. I think that it's always there. It's just that sometimes we don't see it as well. What do you think of that?
Yeah, and we like things when they're going smoothly. We like that they're going smoothly. But when we hit a rough spot, that's always a good opportunity for us to look at what we need to learn about ourselves or what we maybe need to let go of and maybe what we're fearing, and we need to release that fear. It's interesting when things do come back around how they're almost always, I want to say, a higher degree of what you thought you had. If you let go of it and it comes back to you, it seems like it's a higher vibration or a better energy, or there seem to be gifts that come with that.
It's almost like it's clearer.
Right.
All of that that was, and I think that's probably the truth of it, is those energetics that were holding it back and that we needed to clear. When they're gone, we see the beauty that was always there on a clearer level.
Right.
And
who knows,
you know,
maybe past lifetimes that we're clearing too, or old energy that we're clearing.
One of the things that I question, and I've had a difficult time with this week, is being patient with people that aren't seeing that. That it's always when things aren't working quite right, the first place to look is within yourself.
Right.
And when you say that to people, they get a little bit frustrated with me. And they immediately say, I have done that. I've taken care of all that. And I'm a failure at it. Or I'm a this at it. Or, and you're like, well, if you want to argue for your limitations, be my guest. Because I don't know what to say. What would you say to that?
Well, that's part of their journey. You know, I just would say that I respect that that's where they're at on their journey. Because we've all been there, you know. Whether we're still there or not, you know, we could be, but we could have moved on. But,
well,
you know,
and,
I think
and of
it's
course
important
my,
to respect that.
My journey is that I was losing respect for it and getting impatient with it. So that was my lesson this week, was try to be more patient. And I'm usually so patient, you know that.
We're just coming off of a whole week of very intense energy, very, I want to say, sort of confrontational, very mixed up energy. Some of it's due to solar flares, some of it's just due to a lot of energy coming from off the planet and from the planet. There's just a lot of energy that we're dealing with right now.
How do you see that? I mean, how do you feel it, Sandy? Are you told about it by your guides? What is your method of discerning that?
A little bit of all of that, and then paying attention to what's going on around me. And I'll give you an example. My son is supposed to go to work on a company project out of state, and he's been working on it for better than a year. And they told him that he was going to go to another town. That was his assignment. So he was preparing to do that, and at the last minute, they changed the location of it. And it continually gets changed from moment to moment. Everything just keep shifting and changing. And one of the parts of this thing is for him to go to Europe for a year and work on this project. And he's trying to figure out how he's going to manage all this stuff. And every day things change. So, you know, I've been watching his situation, but I've been watching a lot of other people around me. Like you said, where you think you have your whole day planned, and things go in a half a dozen different directions than you even anticipated. And that's been happening to a lot of people. So, you know, that's the kind of energy that we're in right now.
What do you think causes that, Sandy? What kind of energy is that? What, I have all kinds of questions for you.
Well, one of the things that we're doing right now is we are working on clearing our energy systems, which means our emotional bodies, our mental bodies, our physical bodies. We're working on clearing that so we can continually move to a higher vibration of being. And the outside energies that are influencing us, whether it is from other planets or from other solar systems or from the mass consciousness or even, you know, Mother Earth, wherever that energy is from, it's here to help us because we all are striving to get to a higher vibration. And in that process, we're doing this clearing and getting to know ourselves better. And it's just like birthing. You know, it's not always pretty. And sometimes it's very painful. But eventually, we get through that birth canal and we emerge out into the light. And that's what we're doing.
Is it possible that our own team of guides and angels brings a certain level of energy to our own personal space that shifts things for us?
If we ask them.
You know, I think that mine bring me a lot of stuff that I don't necessarily, I'm sure I ask on the other side, but I feel like, you know, they work very closely with me and bring in a lot of things that are very similar to what you were saying for growth and but also for support.
Right.
That they do their best to support me in getting through all of this.
And I
and
think
like
we
I
have
said,
an understanding with them so that, you know, as we go along, we've already plotted out this course. So when we need help is available. And sometimes if we forget to ask, they're not going to just let us hang. We do.
Well, that's
have
what
support.
I was trying to say. Is that's my feeling.
Right.
It's like I feel like they're always taking care of me, and
right.
I'm grateful because I need all the help I can get.
You and me both.
All of us, every one of us on the planet right now. But every one of us is masters, just remembering that. And,
right.
And that's important to say, too, is that you have all of the information you need. And that's why the guides can remind you. If you ask them or if you work closely with them or all the different variations of that. Because
right.
You're truly just remembering who you are.
Right.
And that's,
and paying attention to the signs that are all around us, whether it's in nature or messages from other people. Sometimes a message will come to you from a variety of people saying the same thing to you, and it's like, you know, I've heard that 3 or 4 times now. You know, there's
yeah.
a message there for me.
Or
on
yeah,
the radio. Or
I had one sent to me from a person's email address. And when I wrote back and said, what were you trying to tell me? They said, I didn't send that message. So Spirit used that computer message to send, you know, to tell me something. And I was like, wow. That, and it was a very powerful message and a very beautiful message, and I was very grateful for it. But it did not come from a human hand on that computer.
And I think
and
that's
so,
happening more and more.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been really interesting. A couple weeks ago, I dropped my phone and didn't want to work anymore, so I ended up getting a different phone, and That's been a really interesting process. And then last weekend I dropped it in water. So it's like, just got a new phone and I dropped it in water. Like, what's the message? But there are a lot of things that are happening that have to do with electronic communication. And if you understand the other realms, that's an easy way for them to communicate with us is through
mm-hmm.
electronics.
Mm-hmm. It is. And at that time, when I was going through so much, I could count on about once a week getting a phone call that was from Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They just call, and I've had them call when I needed to wake up to make a flight I needed to make. I have had them, you know, they just call me, but they haven't done it so much lately. You know, I've not either been as attuned or had as much need. And I like
right.
I hope that it's not as much need. I hope I'm still attuned to them. But I, you know, as you go on with your life and you just become more accustomed to something, you don't spend as much time thinking about it. You just automatically think it's there.
Right.
And so maybe they feel like I'm ignoring them. Well, I hope not. And I hope they don't shut off my phone. Because we're on it right now. When you go out in nature, Sandy, do you have a certain place that you go? Or do you have a lot of certain places? Or what's your method with that?
It's a lot of variety. Sometimes it's as simple as going for a walk or just sitting out on the deck. Lately, it's been doing gardening, and, you know, it depends on sometimes I go out and cut lawn or, you know, it's just a variety. And
mm-hmm.
I have the opportunity to have some wooded area right next to my house, so that's a really nice place to either go sit or go for a walk, too.
Yeah, when I lived in Missouri, I went for a walk in the woods every single day. And it's really nice when it's just right there by your place, almost a part of your place like yours is.
Right.
And it's you're really in this space that I really treasure of almost being the only one on the place. Where I walk now, there's always a lot of other people. And so I don't feel that I'm as in tune with nature as I get when I'm solitude there.
Right.
I don't know if you find that too, or if that's just my skewed way of looking at it.
Oh, I like my own space. And for a long time, that was very hard to come by, but that was also one of my fears. So when I let go of that, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like something you fear you think you're never going to have that, you actually pull that to you. So by letting go of that, I've been finding more time to myself, which that's my way of balancing.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, I've always had, you know, lived very much in sync with nature, and we talk about it on here a little bit, and had a wonderful gift of having, you know, farmland around me and horses and dogs and cats and any animals that you can think of, you know, was part of my life. And all of that, you know, just to me, sometimes just touching a dog, you know, just being there and feeling that is so grounding and so helpful in finding, you know, your space again.
And that is very important. And people that have pets, you know, like we have a dog, and there's just something, like you said, very grounding and very healing, and there's just energy connection that happens too. So, you know, pets are very important.
When I was going through all my changes, I lived on a 20-acre farm and so had, you know, like I said, I went for a walk every day. And it was, I think that they purposely got me there so that I had that, so that I could go through the changes that I needed to go through and survive them. because it's not easy when you're changing spiritually, and I think you can probably relate to that. And I think that everyone on the planet is probably going to go through some kind of changes in the next year.
And that's actually what's happening. And, you know, there people are being challenged in ways that they haven't been challenged before. And, you know, it's important to find a local community of people that you can relate to that will support you on whatever journey you're going through. It's important to have either a network of people or, you know, people in a community that's close to you that you can relate to and that will support you.
I think you're right about that. And it's what we've all been working hard to get to the point where we could do for others. So that we, you know, had some of this, you know, if nothing else, listen to my show once a week as your community. When I was, you know, living on that farm and very much out away from the city and all that kind of stuff, there was a radio show that I listened to once a week. And it was my lifeline. And it's one of the reasons I decided to do this radio show, because there's people I can reach that, you know, can be miles and miles and miles from me. They don't have to go anywhere. They just have to sit at their computer and listen in. And, you know, make us your community, if nothing else.
Exactly. Because,
and you can, if you have a phone, you can call in and say hello. And that... You know, and Sandy and I are community, but we live very far from each other, and we still are community with one another because we know each other and support each other in what we do. And it's so important that even if you're not close, that you have that community. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because it gives us a segue to our new commercial that's coming up, and... We're going to take a break now. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Walk-In Cafe.
Hi, I'm Janet Russell, the psychic medium, TV host, and mystical cruise speaker. For years, I've wanted to be a speaker on a cruise. I have a brand new passport, and I'm ready to use it. What am I looking forward to most about the mystical cruise? Oh, meeting and enjoying the company of spiritually minded people, personally meeting radio listeners and TV viewers, giving a workshop on a ship, just being there with like-minded people and having fun. I really, really can't wait. I hope you can join me for my monthly appearances on the Mystical Cruise radio show, and you can also watch my new TV show online, Janet Russell Presents, on Paranormal TV Network. And you can always join me at my website, JanetRussellPresents.com. Or better yet, I look forward to meeting you on the Carnival Conquest for the Mystical Cruise. So sign up today. It's very reasonable. You can have fun.
Hi, I'm Robert Sharp, coordinator of the Mystical Cruise. I will be aboard the Carnival Conquest at sea with Dave Barnett, aerospace engineer and mystic, David Beck, intuitive and choreographer, Janet Russell, psychic medium and TV host, Kat Darden, visionary consultant, Roy Worley, clairvoyant and consultant, and most likely in the morning, you'll find me on the Lido deck having a morning coffee with Star Weldon, host of the Walk-In Cafe. That is where we met on the last cruise and had many an insightful conversation. Those were some of our most memorable moments, and I want you to create your very own set of memorable moments. Decide to join us for the Mystical Cruise. Book your cabin now to lock in our low early rate. For more details, visit www.whiteradio.me or call 843-808-0777 for details.
Now, that was a good lead-in, I think, because it's true that that cruise could create a whole group of people that you have as community, even though they're far away, because I'm far from Robert, and yet we are still community with each other, and I'm far from Sandy, and she's still community. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I am, Star.
Okay, and Sandy, are you there?
I'm here.
Because I was hearing some very strange things, and I thought, I better find out if I'm being heard or not. It sounded a little strange in the background from me. I'm not sure what it was. Maybe you guys were laughing at me. But
yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to say that, Sandy, I think that this community that we're building is like a spider's web. It's perfect. And we can jiggle it a little. If something goes wrong, another one will know that there's something going on and we'll connect with each other. And that's what I foresee for all humanity, is that we will have such unity and balance that we will be there for each other from that level. And it starts with the smallest and builds up to the biggest amount. And so that's my hope and dream. And I guess we're at the halfway mark now. And Sandy, do you want to take some calls from people answer their questions?
Sure.
A little bit? I think we
sure.
should ask that they just do one question, so that there's time for everybody.
I'm ready.
Okay, and Robert, I guess we have Tom.
Well, you know what, Star? He dropped off
yeah.
for some reason, so he's not there, but we do have somebody from the 708 area code. So.
Oh, okay. Let's
okay.
let him in.
Hello.
There you go. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, I'm going to let you talk to Sandy.
Okay.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. I'm a little nervous. That just, I heard the things in the phone, too, when Star was talking about it. And that's funny how this guy got dropped off. I didn't think I'd get through, so I'm a little nervous. I lost a loved one about a year ago. Since I was a teenager, well, before I was a teenager, I had a dream one night about a bad thunderstorm. It really scared me to death, but things started happening after that. All my life, on and off, things would happen. You know, I would talk about it. Other people had seen and heard things, but you'd be ridiculed for stuff like that. I lost a loved one over a year ago, and I have been listening in to Robert a lot. I made contact with Karen Downing, who told me just a couple weeks ago that in a past life that I was a psychic, and I've been going through, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I'm getting all these symptoms. I've been tuning into everything. I've listened to all Robert's shows, I meditate. I'm having a lot of dreams, and I'm seeing a lot of stuff going around me. I have had a few little readings here and there, and I've been asking that, before I go into a full reading, that I am able to find some of these things on my own and try to, do things on my own. What do you see?
It's interesting about the thunderstorm because a lot of, I don't know how to say it, sometimes awakening comes through the electrical storms.
Right.
I had an experience like that when I was about 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a crack of lightning right outside the window. So I think that's a real big kind of an awakening thing where you're really taking in a lot of energy at once.
Yeah, I actually got up. My mother remembers me standing at the window staring outside, and it really freaked me out. But I had some things happen that weren't so pleasant after that, and just all my life, just synchronicity, you know, and I always, like, put it on the back burner. But I've all, you know, I've had actual visits. I've lost so many people. And I've actually had visits, which I was thinking I was dreaming, but I know that they were really there. But my other family members were seeing these things. My children have witnessed things, but I believe that my loved one that just passed a year ago actually sent me to somebody that he knew, that I knew about, to maybe explore this. It's just so weird, everything that I'm going through. It's really getting to me.
It's perfect timing because this is a perfect example of what's happening in the world right now. Is
right.
People are waking up, and you know, I don't want that to sound like you're not awake because you're experiencing these things, but it's more of an acceptance of this is the way things really are, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there is more communication coming from the other side, and there are a lot of people that are leaving right now. And those
right.
people are on the other side, and they are working with us to help us clear old things and to open up to more awareness and communication between the two worlds as we go through the transition and raise our vibration. So,
right.
you know, this is, it's normal. So for you, the best thing that you can do is continue to clear things for yourself, which means work on being good to your physical body.
Right.
Try to let go of any mental programming that keeps running in your head, you know, like old tapes where thoughts that you need to let go of that don't serve you anymore.
Right.
And then on an emotional level, keep whatever the lesson was of the emotional hits you've had and try to let go of the emotion. And as you practice letting go, you'll be amazed how the people on the other side are helping you.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Like
you're
said,
actually doing a lot of really good things. I mean, just by allowing them to be present in your life. Some people like to shut that off and deny that, and you're
right.
open to that. So that's helpful for
right.
you, too.
Okay. Wow. Okay, yeah, like I said, it's really been because I some nights see things bouncing off the walls and, you know, I can't tell anybody. There's only two people I really can, you know, say anything to. And sometimes I'm thinking, okay, or you've lost it, or this is really all happening.
It's a good thing to write it down in a journal because that way
I've
don't
got
have
about 13
memory.
Of them. Yeah, I've got about 13
good way
of them.
To... It's a good way to work with the energy, too, because if you don't somehow or another let go of that energy, sometimes it's a matter of telling someone, sometimes it's a matter of writing it down. Either way is really letting go of that energy.
Okay.
So you're not bouncing it back and forth, you know, around like, oh, I wish I could tell someone.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's really getting to me. I like I said, if you know, something's going to come of this, I would, you know, I'd like to little, like, rush it along a little, because it's just, it's, you know, I doubt a lot. A lot of times I'll start to doubt, and then something will, I'll get this big synchronicity, and it's like a slap in the face, and it's like, how can you not believe?
Right.
Trust,
oh,
so do you have very important.
Do you have a go ahead, Star.
Oh, I just said trust is very important.
Yes, yes, it is.
I'm just wondering if you have people that are maybe teaching classes or things around you, or something online
somebody
that you get involved in.
Yeah, there is somebody that I know, and actually I feel that my loved one sort of, you know, like sort of gave me the push to first contact him. And I did, and he told me I was right. I've called. I spoke to Janet Russell. I spoke to Hollister Rand for a few minutes. And, I, you know, like I said, I'm trying to explore this on my own, and if I can bring it out on my own. And I have been journaling. This has been going on for over a year now. I must have like 13 journals. I'm constantly
writing.
That's really
good.
I get up in the middle of the night and I'm writing. I wake up in the morning, but it's, you know, I'm feeling the draining. I was feeling the sick. I was, you know, I was just so tired. But now I'm having a lot more dreams and I believe some visits.
So everything is perfect. You're on the right path.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and we really appreciate you listening. And remember, you always have a family here.
I tune in to everything I can get on this Byte Radio. Thank
well, that's
you so
wonderful.
Much.
We really appreciate it.
Oh,
and
I thank
Jennifer,
you.
I want to share something with everyone about going for a walk, because this is a poem I wrote long, long time ago, probably 12 years ago. It's called Touch the Sky. I walked along the lane today. I smelled the earth and new mown hay. On a whim, I reached up high, up and up till I reached the sky. Its gentle light played along with me, and softly, softly, silently, we shared our inner love and joy the day I dared to touch the sky.
Oh, that gave me goosebumps.
That's
so that, thank you. And that was where I was learning about what's going on in the world. And they brought it through in poems to me. So you never know when you journal what's going to come out of you.
Right. Thank you so much. Bless you, and I will keep tuning in.
Okay, we appreciate that. And
thank you. Thank you so much, Sandy. Robert, you too.
You're welcome.
Bless you. Good night.
Robert, do we have anyone else waiting to talk?
No, at the moment, there isn't anyone in the queue, so it's just your hope.
So, Sandy, do you think that I really touched the sky?
Absolutely. More than one.
That felt like such a big thing to say at the time that I said it. You know, that, oh my goodness. And it was how I felt. I did walk along the lane every day, and I went out and enjoyed my dogs and my horses and my plants and my garden and all of those things that, you know, I don't have a garden anymore even. And I was looking at pictures of my garden today and thinking, wow, that was a nice time. But you haven't lived until you've eaten a tomato from the grocery store. Right, Sandy?
Well, it's interesting how the whole food thing, you know, eating good quality food is huge these days, especially when you're really trying to raise your vibration. The more, I'm going to say, earthy you can get your food, so if you can get it right from the garden, it's going to have a much higher vibration than if it's gone through a number of hands to get there before you get it.
I know. Even the farmer's market doesn't please me as much as my own garden did.
Mm-hmm.
I go there and I'm always comparing, and that's sad. But life is, you know, it takes us in a lot of different ways in a lot of different places, and it's part of being in the flow, isn't it?
You know, as humans, one of the things that we are becoming more and more is much more energy beings. So we're more sensitive to not only our own energy, but the energy around us, and, you know, the energy in our environment. You can notice it when you're out driving around. You know, there's a lot more people that are sensitive to the energy of the people in the other vehicles. You know, there's just a lot more sensitivity that's happening. And that's coming through.
How do you notice that, Sandy? How does it look to you?
I believe that people, how can I say it, they're... you know, even with all the texting and cell phones and stuff, I notice people will look up at you. You know, I feel like there's more of a energetic awareness that all of a sudden they'll look up and they'll go, oh, my gosh. And it's not just because they're looking up. It's because they're feeling the energy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that what you're saying is that they're looking up because they feel the energy.
Yeah.
And what my guides told me is that we all read energy all
mm-hmm.
the time. We've just
exactly.
been trained not to believe it. But that's how we operate, and we really do it all the time. And as we become more and more that we remember who we are, that it becomes greater. But I think the thing that you're talking about is the thing that it's like somebody will give you a sentence that you don't quite understand, or they got that shot of energy from you that they didn't quite understand, and that's the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you drive around, that's part of what you're doing is bringing. I was telling my friend who's here that all she had to do was walk through a room, and she'd change lives.
Yeah.
And I believe that of you, too. And I believe that of all of us that are awakening, because as our vibration changes, we can't help but help other people change their vibration.
And one of the things that has happened is people from the other side that are communicating with us are telling us how they view things and how our interactions with other people, how everything that we do and say and the interactions that we have, how important that is. And as an example, if a person has crossed over to the other side, they may come to someone and say, just, you know, on one particular moment when you paid me a compliment, you have no idea how that changed my life. And, you know, we don't see that when we're busy in our lives doing things. We're not aware of how important that one comment may have been to someone, or the one simple thing that we did. A lot of elderly people just like to have someone visit them. And sometimes you make their whole day by walking in the room and just paying attention to them. And it's those little things that really make a difference in the world.
They really do. And where I go to the market, there is almost invariably, because there's a chair by the door, and there's almost always an elderly person who's sitting there, and I either smile and make eye contact, or I stop. Yesterday I stopped and talked to this sweet, adorable lady, and just it was so sweet. And it lifted me probably as much as it lifted her. Because when you give is when you're open to receive. And I try. Right. I also make a big point of every time I see a child, you know, a preschool child, making total eye contact with them and letting them know that there's somebody here that's awake and conscious. And it's amazing how much they follow and look with their eyes, because that energy reading that we were talking about before is happening. So those are my little gifts.
Fun.
Aren't they the kids?
The little ones are the most fun because you can just see how they will look at certain people and they will just follow them. And it's not that they're just looking at the people, they're looking at their energy field. And I just think it's just awesome.
I do too. And somebody said that, I don't know where I read it, that to make total eye contact with them. And I read that, and ever since I read that, I've been doing it. And it's one of the blessings of my life, I believe, that I think to do that. And if someone hears that, all you have to do is look them in the eye and just look at them, and then they read whatever they can get. And it's,
right.
It's wordless, and all comes from that level of reading energy that we all do so well that we don't know that we do well. Isn't that funny that we can't get it when we all do it?
Well, part of it, I think, is because we were never trained. You know, we're pretty much, all of that stuff was poo-pooed as we were growing up, like it wasn't real and it, you know, no, you don't have that gift, whatever. And it wasn't looked at as a gift. It was like a curse or something. And now it's like everybody's got this. Everybody has abilities. And, you know, we're just bringing them forth and allowing ourselves to be who we really are. And like you said earlier, remembering who
yeah.
we are, that we are spirit beings. And that's
when
the
I was
fun
a little-
part.
When I was a little girl, I was listening to the radio, and I had never heard of the concept of reincarnation. And Paul Harvey or some announcer was saying that there was a boy in India who believed he'd lived before. And I can remember thinking, well, of course. We don't just live once. As a little girl on a farm in Iowa. And
you know,
I look back at that and I knew things even back then, you know, and it's hard to express that you know things and be accepted, you know, and at a certain age you start to wish for acceptance more than knowing. And that's one of the things that we do to turn it off. So, but I just love remembering that. I can remember hearing it as clear as a bell that some little boy believed he'd lived, and me thinking, well, of course. Of course. what are they laughing about? So, yeah, I certainly didn't fit in where I grew up. And most
yeah,
of us didn't.
Yeah, I think that's true for
we?
Most of us. Yeah.
There's always some reason, isn't there, that we don't fit in. And that's part of the, you know, when I'm making my gratitude lists, I try to think about all those things and be grateful for
and some
even
of that
the
was their own. It was our own choosing, so that, you know, whatever it took for us to overcome that was part of our evolution, to be able to overcome that, because many of us did have lifetimes of being burned at the stake or beheaded or persecuted in some way. And some of those memories, you know, we may still carry in our physical or emotional body someplace. And
well, I was
these
just,
are opportunities to overcome that.
I was just reading a book that talked about that last night that said that these gifts were brought to Earth, and then women kept them alive, but they didn't dare say them out loud. And so, like you said, so many were harmed or scared or not allowed to, you know, even be educated, so that they wouldn't keep these gifts alive. And yet we did. And if we had to, we passed them down in secret to our apprentices. And now we can talk about them on Bite Radio Me. And if there's anybody out there that wants to have a short reading, it's going to be short now with Sandy. She's here, she's willing, and she's ready. And the number is 619-789-4359. Well, you know, we're getting down to the last 2 minutes here, kiddo. And next week, I will be doing a show from your house.
That'll be awesome.
I know. Maybe we'll have another show. You know, maybe our friend, the lady, will call back in and talk to us again. I'm glad that we got to talk about these things, because I think that that was more important than people getting readings.
Well, there's a lot of energy that happens just by people communicating. So even though we're not having a real in-depth conversation, there is a lot of energy that's happening by you having this radio program and people that are listening in. You know, because of the you being the energy being that you are, you're constantly, in through your program, sharing higher vibrations, and people are picking up on those. So, you know, you're doing an awesome job, Star.
Well, thank you, and I'm loving every minute of it. And I can remember when I needed to hear somebody's voice, and there was somebody there. And so I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be the one that's there. And you guys can call me anytime you want. So please don't be shy. Call me up at home or on the Thursday night show and talk to me, because I like hearing what you have to say. I really do. Now we're down to our last 2 minutes, Sandy, and I'd like you to give out your contact information and tell us about what you do and where you work and about Wisdom and Wings and all that kind of stuff.
Mostly what I do is a lot of energy work, so sometimes that is going to a location and talking to people and working with them on their personal issues or, you know, energetically. I also go to places, shops, or wherever I'm invited, and I will do either a gallery or a workshop, and then also do personal sessions with people. My email address is spiritgirl343@yahoo.com, and my website is wisdomandwings.com. That's the easiest way to find me. So that's about me.
And we love you, Sandy.
Thank you. I love
you
too.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you so much
welcome.
For being here to talk to me when I need some family.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to I'm going to say thank you, Robert, for helping me so much. And I'm down to that last 35 seconds, and I'm going to say thank you for listening. And always remember, all we have to do is breathe deeply and partake of divine sustenance. live with the belief that as freely as we are given breath is how freely our lives are filled with wealth. Thank you for tuning in to the Walk-In Cafe. If you would like to schedule a reading with me, you can email me at starwoman9@comcast.net or call me at 720-684-6942 to set up an appointment. Remember, we are all connected through spirit.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.